This is GQDN for Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. And while you're up on the site, go check out QuestWorthy. Lots of delicious stuff there. Indeed. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some possible days of play announced for PlayStation. Oh, we got some games coming out too, including an update for the PGA Tour Season 2. And we got a little bit of Blizzard news as well. But we will begin today with Apple, because we're still looking at, via Engadget.com, the class action lawsuit. Well, the lawsuit's at their end because they were just hit by a class action lawsuit from different developers, because the creators are saying that they lost money because Apple is failing to comply with a court order. Now, one of the developers named Pursuit Basketball and others did say that during the period where it was found that Apple did violate the court order, they saw a revenue drop. Here's what Higgins Bergman, the law firm, did say about this. Quote, had Apple complied with the injunction as required, Pursuit would have been able to sell subscriptions to its app directly to its customers. End quote. But Apple did not comply. Now, in the original 2021 court ruling, that did force Apple to allow the App Store's developers to use their own payment systems instead of using the Apple system. So that way they could get past the 30% in the app payments that was taken by Apple. Now, we do know that Epic Games is still in the lawsuit there with Apple, since Apple decided to appeal the ruling. But with this class action lawsuit now going against Apple, the developers that lost revenue due to them losing money due to Apple's actions. That is what they are saying. Now, Berman did obtain $100 million in settlement for the iOS developers in a previous App Store class action suit. But what will happen with this one? We shall see. Now, talking about money, if you're looking at the video game prices, according to WCC of Tech, one of the former PlayStation presidents did say that they were going to go up sooner or later. Now, we did see that the prices of video games go up in 2020. But even if that hadn't happened 5 years ago, according to the president, it would have happened sooner or later. And the president's name is Shuhei Yoshida. And he was doing an interview with PlayStation Inside. And Yoshida was asked about the increase of the video game prices, which might be more normalized with the launch of Switch 2. And he did say that the price increase would have happened sooner or later, no matter who would have been the intonator. Now, he also said that inflation is significant, but he also said that the players would expect more ambitious games with rising production costs, and that would increase the price of games. Now, the former PlayStation president did feel that there was a balance between the production costs and the game prices that has to be found. And WCC of Tech did say that GTA would be the case in point, but Clair Obscur Expedition 33 did show that it was possible to release an excellent game with tighter teams and budgets without compromising quality. And we also know that Xbox will be pricing some games along with PlayStation at about $80 this holiday season. Those will be the AAA games. And the price of the Xbox accessories and consoles went up very high here in the U.S. But maybe people don't care about money that they spend. According to Pure Xbox, somebody said that Xbox is spitting fire. Pure fire at that, too. Now, they were talking about Ninja Gaiden 2 Black back in January. Avowed this February. Very good game. South of Midnight, Oblivion Remastered, and what's coming, Doom of the Dark Ages, Tony Hawk Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4, and Gears of War Reloaded. We'll get to Gears of War here in a minute. But with all those titles coming, very AFK on X did say, quote, "As a publisher, Xbox are quickly becoming my favorite, just spitting pure fire." And he was talking about Gears of War Reloaded. So, are they really spitting fire? You can let me know about your excitement at Joe Brums on social media. Well, Blue Sky and X, because I might repeat back to you that the days of player coming for PlayStation. In fact, according to PlayStationLifestyle.com, some of the deals might be around soon. And Activision might be teaming up with PlayStation to drop the price on Call of Duty Black Ops 6. Now, that is a leak, of course, so it is all rumor, Bill, because it came from Billy Bill Kuhn, which is the maker of the Deals, Deal Labs. Yeah, words are hard. The Deal Labs, yeah. And they were all confirmed. But Billy Kuhn did say that they may see the deals during the Days of Play 2025 with Black Ops 6 Season 4. Now, he also said that the PlayStation 5 Slim Disc Drive Bundle with a download code for Black Ops 6 will cost $450. And the digital edition with the game code will cost $400. Now, that would include the price hikes. So, if you do want to get it, I would suggest you get it soon as it becomes on sale. So here comes the Days of Play. I wonder if Diablo's going to be a part of it. Wowhead.com did say that Blizzard is looking at the memory leaks and the crashes that has happened in Diablo 4. In fact, here's a blue post. "Hi, all. We have the team looking into this, looking to grab more crash reports IDs, and looked like the example below provided you when a crash occurs." And they gave a code for the quote. "For those who may have missed the code given by the crash prompt, we'd like to ask you to share the crash ID that can generally be found here." And they gave a link for the quote. "Thanks you for all the posts above, and thanks in advance for any additional info shared." End quote. Now, what is this leak? Well, Cool Ratio 9477 got up on Reddit and said, "Here's all the information you need." Quote, "Massive memory leak in Diablo 4 Season 8. RAM and VRAM escalation causing crashes. For anyone crashing in Diablo 4 Season 8, there's a major dual memory leak in this patch. After extensive testing, I've confirmed that it impacts both RAM and VRAM and causes near inevitable crashes on systems with limited headroom. Bullet points. RAM spikes to 15 to 20 gigabytes, even idle at character select. RAM creeps with every portal zone transition, eventually passes 13 to 14 gigabytes. Memory is never released until you fully quit the game. Game crashes with Fenris error after 30 to 45 minutes. I've submitted a bug report, form thread, and run clean reinstalls on a 64 gigabyte RAM, 16 gigabyte VRAM system. Even then, I had to manually reduce in-game activity to stabilize usage. If you're crashing in Season 8, this may be why. Hopefully it helps others rule out their own hardware. It's not you." So Diablo's going down. Gears of War, that's going up. Because PlayStationLifestyle.com did say that the Gears of War Reloaded will not need an Xbox account linked to it. And Microsoft did confirm that. So Gears of War is coming to PlayStation, and that'll be a two-player co-op versus multiplayer with up to 8 people that can join the game. So you won't need a full crossplay with the Microsoft account. You can do the full crossplay without it. But if you do link the account, it will unlock the full cross-platform functionality. So if you do have an account, there would be a bonus. Now, Microsoft did not reveal any PlayStation 5 Pro enhancements yesterday, but the PlayStation Store said that Gears of War Reloaded will be enhanced for Sony's PlayStation 5 Pro, which means it'll be a 4K graphic video game with up to 120 frames per second. That looks good. People said this looks good too. If they got past their anger about hearing the GTA 6 release date, because Kotaku.com says that, well, Rockstar Games released another video, and this had a lot of gameplay to it, from what I understand, because GTA 6 right now is on the way next year, and they released another hype video. It did answer some questions, according to some people, and others were, well, maybe still a little bit perturbed by the release date, but not as perturbed after the video dropped. Full disclosure, I did not see the video yet, but if the people are happy, I might have to go see it. Just look for it up on YouTube. Some people got up on Twitter and posted it. Riddick did, and he said, quote, "Wow, they really cooked with the assets for GTA 6, end quote. And discussing film, did say on X, "The new trailer for GTA 6 has been released." And Billy couldn't stay out of it either, because he had a picture posted up, and the picture said, quote, "Oh, just fixing some leaks." Billy, you jokester. In fact, Rockstar Games, well, they had to make it official. Quote, "Watch Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer 2 now. Explore Vice City and beyond at rockstargames.com/6. In fact, CC, to put up on X, quote, "I would die for her." There's quite a few more posts up here. In fact, Synth Potato, this will be the last one, up on X, said, quote, "GTA 6 trailer 2 was all shot on a normal PlayStation 5. By the way, not even the PlayStation 5 Pro. A standard 2020 PlayStation 5 system. Rockstar are ahead of the entire industry in terms of graphics and details. It's not even close." People are still looking forward to it. They could be looking forward to this one too. Nintendo Everything said that Elden Ring will have some new details and content on the Nintendo Switch too. Well, it's more of a reminder, because we knew that. But as for a reminder, we know that this will be the Tarnished Edition. And in fact, From Software did detail some new content that it has planned, such as new armor and weapons, and customization features for Torrent's appearance. The Knight of Idols and the Heavy Knight would be the classes that will be added to the game. But From Software is saying no more about it. Okay, when we know more, we'll let you know more. Now we got a deal, don't we? TheVerge.com did say that NVIDIA will release the RTX 5060 for $300 on May 19th. So if you want a good video card, it'll be there for you. $300. And what could you play with that? Well, according to the Xbox Wire, yes, I know, we got news from Xbox itself. You can now choose your own adventure on the PGA Tour 2K25. Season 2 will be launching May 14th, and that will include some new challenges, and that will bring some contests, which could help you out with your golf skills. Now, Season 2 will also add the old course at St. Andrews, which is a major course. And if you wanted to keep the Season 1 Clubhouse Pass rewards, PGA Tour says, you can keep it. So there you go, Season 2 is coming for PGA. But that's not the only thing that's on Xbox. No. There are some sales going on right now for Xbox via purexbox.com. And Assassin's Creed is a part of it. That's Mirage and Valhalla. Avatar is a part of it. Fallout 3 at 60%. Far Cry Classic at 70%. And Far Cry 6 Gold Edition, 75%. Pretty good games. GTA 5, 67% off. Just saying. Star Wars Outlaws, 50% off. Yeah, I know. Starfield Premium Upgrade Edition is 20% off. The Sinking City, 90% off. Don't get smurfed. The Smurfs Mission Belief is 70% off. And Weird West is 85% off. That's not the full list, but there's more sales if you have an Xbox. So if you do, go check out the sales there. And one game that could be coming to Xbox along with other places is Echo the Dolphin. A reboot is now in the works. In fact, Ed Annunzia got up on Xbox Wire, according to IGN, of course, and was talking about the game. He said, quote, "Me and the entire original team are going to remaster the original Echo the Dolphin and Echo the Tides of Time games. Then we will make a new third game with complementary play and graphics sensibilities. Stay tuned. Ooh, we do like that, don't we? People coming out with new games. Good. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.